Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. During a speech a couple of hours ago at the White House, President Trump touted wins in key states, although many legitimate ballots remain to be counted. NPR's Jen Newman reports that Trump says he will fight the election in the Supreme Court.
President Trump falsely and prematurely declared an early victory Wednesday morning. No official victor has been called by the Associated Press, which NPR follows. Trump reiterated without evidence claims of widespread voter fraud, calling it an embarrassment to the country.
So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop.
Democratic candidate Joe Biden noted earlier that it's not either candidate's place to declare the winner of the election.
No matter what he does, no matter what he says, the votes are going to count.
Polling officials say counting those ballots could take days due to a record number of mail-in votes. Jen Newman, NPR News.
Pennsylvania's Democratic Governor Tom Wolf is taking issue with President Trump's unsubstantiated claims about fraud in the presidential election, saying in a tweet tonight that it's a partisan attack. He said Pennsylvania is working hard to count more than a million mail-in ballots as quickly and accurately as possible. With the battle for control of the Senate hanging in the balance, a senator-elect from Colorado, former Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper, says he's ready to get to work.
Tonight, your message is loud and clear. It's time to put the poisonous politics of this era behind us and come together to move forward. More Coloradans have voted in this election than any election in our state's history. As it looks now, Colorado is going to have the highest voter turnout of any state in any election in our nation's history.
Hickenlooper defeated Republican Senator Cory Gardner, and in Arizona, Republican Martha McSally lost her Senate seat to Democrat Mark Kelly. To win the majority, though, Democrats need to pick up two more seats, if Joe Biden becomes president. Republican incumbents have held the line elsewhere. In Alabama, Republican Tommy Tuberville has won the Senate seat, currently held by Democrat Doug Jones. Troy Public Radio's Kyle Gassett.
During the election cycle, Jones's campaign raised over $26 million, a fact Tuberville started his victory speech with.
The liberals of California, New York, and Washington, D.C., learned the hard way that Alabama's Senate seat cannot be bought.
At one point during Tuberville's address, his phone rang, and on the other end was Vice President Mike Pence, who addressed the crowd on speakerphone.
For the people of Alabama, we're going to work with your great new Senator Tommy Tuberville, and we're going to make America great again.
Republicans had counted on a win for Tuberville, which could help them hold on to their majority in the U.S. Senate.
This is NPR News. Voting yesterday went relatively smoothly in most parts of the country, despite widespread concerns about possible intimidation and confusion at the polls. NPR's Pam Fessler.
Election officials and voters have been bracing for potential unrest, even violence at polling places, due to this year's highly polarized election. But most jurisdictions reported that balloting was largely problem-free. That was due in part to the large number of people who voted early, which helped to ease Election Day crowds. There were some reports of misleading robocalls, but few other incidents of voter intimidation. Federal authorities said they saw no signs of cyber attacks or other foreign interference, which they had feared could disrupt voting, although one top Homeland Security official said until election results have been finalized, we're not out of the woods. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
A nationwide push to legalize marijuana has gained momentum. Voters in Arizona and New Jersey have added their states to the list of places that have legalized marijuana for adults. Hurricane Eta could have its sights set on Florida. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Eta could move across portions of Cuba and approach southern Florida this weekend. Currently, the storm is moving inland over northern Nicaragua, moving ashore Tuesday as a Category 4 storm, packing devastating winds and rain that have destroyed rooftops and caused rivers to overflow. Eta is expected to meander over Central America for much of the rest of the week. At least three people are reported dead in Nicaragua and in neighboring Honduras. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.